final report also scrutinizes the country's responses and preparedness to shocks like the COVID-19 pandemic, extreme weather conditions, and the energy crisis. Our reporter Tunisia Phillips files this report.
From Zama Zama's damaging underground pillars to city explosions and devastating floods on the coast, these events all share a common link, and that link is crime. Executive Director Lisa Seftal says a poly-crisis requires a poly-response.
In all of these crises, you will come across one link, which is crime and vandalism. And it says to us that if we make the links, we're more likely to know what is an effective response.
NEDLAC's report is a call for evidence-based and science-led planning to build resilience to future shocks. Tanisha Phillips, Kayan News, Midrand.
Eskom has announced it will be reducing the stages of load shedding to stage 3 tomorrow. This is due to the recovery of some generation units while planned maintenance continues. The entity is, however, urging South Africans to continue using electricity sparingly during this time.